Affordable health care has become a hot-button issue in this year's presidential race. Healthcare for America Now is a national group campaigning for a comprehensive health care plan, and it's in Los Angeles trying to get local groups on board. Mari Lopez is a health policy specialist at the California Partnership. She says the reform campaign hopes to help people overcome the hardships of finding affordable health care.
What we're hoping to do is to ensure that there's a system that's created in order to assure that everyone in America can afford health care, that they can afford to go to a doctor, that they can afford to see an emergency room should they become sick without having to worry about a big bill after they leave.
A study released by Families USA found that premiums have risen 5 times faster than earnings in California since 2000. Premiums are up almost 96%, but median earnings have increased only 19.3%.
We're talking about thousands of dollars, $30,000, $500,000 in medical expenses that they couldn't afford to pay. And a lot of them went into bankruptcy. A lot of them lost their homes. And this is what we're trying to avoid.
For immigrants in America, just understanding how their health care plan works can be a problem. Reshma Shamansunder is a director for the California Immigrant Policy Center. She spoke of an immigrant with cancer who simply was too afraid to ask whether or not her illness would be covered.
Those providing services didn't tell her about what she was eligible for, so she really believed that she wasn't eligible for any care. So even though she had a severe form of cancer, she wasn't, you know, accessing much health care. She was getting sicker and sicker, and she almost died. And then she found out that there were some things she was eligible for.
Healthcare for America Now currently has the support of some 80 Congress members. But the campaign will have to wait until the new year before any type of health care reform takes place. Pete Griffin, Annenberg Radio News.